What is your opinion? Continuity between our thoughts, words, and deeds is essential. We must say what we think and do what we say. There must be a connection between heart, head, and hands. Otherwise, there's deceitfulness and duplicity. What is your opinion? Choices made in this life must connect all three aspects of who we are. As I said, heart, head, and hands. I'm sure people who barracked for and organised the team of yesterday, the Swans, are sitting back thinking, what is our opinion? What choices did we make? What choices didn't we make? How could we improve? Perhaps there was a lack of continuity between all those three aspects. While that sport comes and goes, our reality of who we are doesn't. And that Lord is saying, be true blue, connect well your thoughts, words, and actions. And then choose me in your life. I've become a human. I've emptied myself, as St. Paul says to the Philippians, of my divinity, and taken upon your humanity a choice I have made for your sake and your salvation. Our Lord did that and calls us to do likewise, to make good choices, right choices, connected choices, choices of continuity, of heart, head, and hands. And some choices are influenced by a spiritual domain. This week, we honour the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael tomorrow. And later in the week, we honour the guardian angels. The angelic realm does influence our choices. It doesn't control us, but can inspire us. What do you know about the angels? Have you ever heard a homily on the angels? Do you pray to your guardian angel to help you in your choice-making and to connect to the Lord? On the bulletin, there's 10 questions I'm going to ask you. It's called the Angel Survey. The Angel Survey of Holy Spirit Parish. 10 questions. I hope you get them all right. First question. How many angels are there? They exist. Christ taught it, and Christ is God, and God does not lie. But how many spiritual creatures, angels, did God create? How many exist? Well, we're told each person has a guardian angel. There's 7 billion on the planet Earth right now, humans. Let's not forget those who have died. We're into the hundreds of millions, billions, I don't know. And then, of course, countries have angels, churches have angels. Is this a job share with guardian angel, or are they separate in their function? I think there's billions and billions and trillions of angels. Add them up, an extraordinary number. A number that I won't even bother to place a figure. But they're vast. Second question, why do we depict angels with wings? They're spiritual beings, they don't have bodies, they don't actually have wings. But why do we symbolise them with wings? Because the Greek word for angel is messenger, angelos, and they're fast. They have speed by which messages are transferred. Think of 100 years ago, if you wanted to send a message to someone, that was the snail mail. Then, of course, came phones. Think how quick we send a message with texting today. Instantaneous. Well, angels are quicker, and that's why we give them wings, because of their speed in connecting with God, each other, and us. Thirdly, did angels once have bodies? Good question, Father. Did they once have bodies and now they're kind of bodiless as we shall be? No. They are bodiless creatures. Don't forget, this is the order of life or the hierarchy of life. Plants, animals, humans, stop. We humans are body and soul, matter and spirit, physical and invisible. And then comes God. We need some creature in between who's a bodiless spirit to lead us up the ladder of life to God. That's where angels fit in. Plants, animals, body, soul, humans, and then spiritual creatures, bodiless creatures, and then God the Creator. So they never had bodies, never shall have bodies, because that's not part of their package deal. It's like plants Don't move around your garden. If you do, stop drinking what you are drinking. Fifth, how many choirs of angels exist? If you put together all the Bible tests of the Jewish covenants and the Christian Testament, we have a vast array of information regarding angels. And some scholars have put them together and they class the angels into nine choirs, or nine types or kinds, of which each choir belongs to a hierarchy. So there's three hierarchies and nine choirs. Some of the names are seraphim, cherubim, powers, principalities, dominions. St. Paul talks about them. And often in the Mass, we make reference to them. Even the word hosts in the Holy, Holy, Holy is a reference to an array of angels. So there's different kinds or types of angels, and they differ as much as a plant differs to an animal, a spider to an ant. So each angel is its own species, and among them they're vastly different. Often people make the mistake of thinking the archangels are the most powerful. Wrong. They're in the bottom hierarchy. They're above angels, our guardian angels, but the highest angels, the seraphim and the cherubim, don't bother with creatures like us. They're there for God alone. So they're far more different than what we can imagine. Sixth, are angels persons? Good question, Father. Are angels persons? Well, what's a person? A person is a being, a creature made in the image and likeness of God. And therefore, angels are creatures who are persons because they're made in the image and likeness. We're talking here of a physical image, but a spiritual image. Our soul is the image of God, reason and will. And so too, angels are spiritual persons. We, however, know the names of each of us as persons. That's how we talk to each other, through our personhood. But we don't know the names of many angels. In fact, Scripture only tells us the names of three, generally, Michael, Gabriel and Raphael. Note too, their feast day is tomorrow, their ends of their names end in E-L. That's a reference to God, Elohim, because they all have a likeness to God and a function that's connected to God. Hence their names. Seven, do angels die? Once God created them, do they die? Will they die? We shall. Well, what's death? Death is the separation of a body and a soul. They don't have bodies, therefore, they shall not die. No, we're never meant to die, and they can't die. We die, our body goes to the grave, our soul, a bodiless creature, goes to God or elsewhere. Misery or mercy awaits us after death. Of course, we've been promised through Christ and by means of Christ that we shall get our body back in a glorified state at the end of time. But we shall die because we have a body. Angels don't die. Eight, what are demons, evil spirits? The devil, Satan, Lucifer, does he exist? Well, demons are simply those angels that chose not to obey. When God created the trillions of angels, he gave them a test. Our life is our test. 20 years, 60, 80, however long you're alive, that is your test. Do I serve God or self? His way or my way? The choice is ours. And each day we are forming a path for heaven or one down to hell by our choices. Angels are spiritually more intellectually tuned into God. Their test was a straight test, not a matter of years. And they chose for him. Some chose against him. And we don't know how many rebelled. It was a matter of obedience, submission to a higher being. Perhaps a third of the angels fell, of which many would be of different hierarchies or categories. We don't know exactly, but they became the demons. And they are bent with hatred towards God and anyone who serves God. If you do God's will, you shall be attacked, tormented and tempted, guaranteed, because that's what they're on about. Just like your angel is here to inspire you and guide you, the demons tempt you to do that which you ought not. And we all know that happens. They can't control us, however. They can't control us, and they're limited in their powers, because after all, they are a fallen spiritual creature. Nothing like the power of God or the sacraments. So they are demons, and they are fallen angels, bent on hating life and love. Nine. Are angels like fairies? Good question, Father. You go out to the cemetery, you see all these little fairies bouncing on things, hanging around. And of course we have the tooth fairy. Great financial investment if you have that stage of life, that teeth are falling out. But fairies like orcs and goblins don't actually exist. They don't exist. They're myths that we conjure up with our imagination. Fairies are not angels and angels are not fairies. In fact, fairies don't exist. 10. Why did God create the angels, this angelic, invisible, spiritual realm which we can't see? What's the purpose? What's the why? Well, why are we here? Why are we on earth? What's our purpose? Catechism question 101. We are here to know, love and serve God in this life so as to attain eternal life with him. Why are the angels here? To know, love and serve God. They're already fixed with their destiny. So they're here to worship God, to adore God, to love God, and to lead us to do likewise. So tune in to your angel, especially your guardian angel this week. We have in our world today the electronic media. You can tune in to radio waves. The digital world's around us. We can't see it. We accept it. We know it exists. Let's tune in to our angelic world. And if you believe in radio waves, TV waves, digital world, and you can't see it, well, why don't you believe in the angelic world? Tune in and you might find life becomes more bearable. Certain saints were tuned in. They dialed up their angels. St. John Vianney was one. And, of course, Padre Pio, whose feast was last week, he communicated daily with his angel. His angel inspired him and guided him in many ways, as did St. Jose Maria Escrivá. So these saints did tune in well. We can do likewise. Let us ask our angels to inspire us and guide us. Let us pray through them often to God so that we might be where they are, worshipping the Lord. Let's conclude, therefore, with the prayer of the guardian angel on our mat sheet. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.